Chapter 1. Tobias. Becoming a manager at the best sex club in Boston was nothing like I thought it would be. I never thought I'd work at a sex club in general, but I quickly found that it was something I loved to do. Watching people be happy and get to live out their fantasies while also having a safe place to do so was like being a personal fairy godmother of kink and lust. I get paid to be around sex all the time, but it's not as easy as it sounds or looks. Ruffling paper fills my ears as I sort through applications, contracts, permitting, account ledgers, and more. So many damn numbers. My eyes are about to pop out of the sockets that currently house them. The wall in front of me displays the security cameras that are placed outside and throughout the club, but I pay them no mind right now. I need to get this finished before I do anything else. I shift towards my laptop and start typing away at the emails that are sitting there too. Fuck. I really need to get Stevie to hire someone else to help take care of this. I am about at my wit's end with everything that needs to be done. After sending a few more emails, I tug at the top of my head, pulling at the roots of my hair. The burn helps relieve some of the pent-up frustration, but not nearly enough. I glance up to look at the monitors, and there she is. Rue. I watch as she greets the door manager and walks into the club. This could be just the distraction I am looking for. My cock immediately takes notice and stiffens in my slacks, pushing at the zipper. I glance at my watch and take note of the time. There's still an hour until I'm off, which should give me enough time to go ahead and finish dealing with some of the paperwork and then set off to find her. This gives me just the motivation I need to finish up. I put my nose to the grindstone and start working. Pen in hand, I feel invigorated to push harder and at least get through the applications. A lot of the basic stuff I can do on paper. It's the background checks and other searches that will come later, once we weed through them. As much as I'd love to let everyone in, it's not safe. The urge to continue watching the monitors is strong, but I know if I just stare for the rest of my shift, nothing will come of it. I wonder if I should book the room. The thought comes quickly, and I don't waste any time pulling out my phone. There's no way I'm going to let the possibility slip through my fingers, especially when it comes to her. I shoot off a quick text, getting myself access if the need arises. I'll never pressure her to do anything she doesn't want to do, but I'd rather be safe than sorry. I lay my phone face down beside me, and with one more quick glance at the monitors to see her whereabouts, I'm back to work. The minutes seem to have dragged on, but my shift is finally over. The other manager came and relieved me, and after filling him in on what's going on, I sit back in an extra chair to just watch. Rue is still on level 1, chatting with a few other females. As long as I don't need to drag her away from another man, I don't care who she talks to. Now it's just a waiting game to see what she's wanting to do. Sometimes she comes in, chats, and enjoys the night, but other times she gets more adventurous and goes to watch our dom work, a demo, or another couple in the exhibitionism room. When we first met, it was like we were two moths drawn to a flame. We're compatible in so many ways. It was instant lust between us, and I wouldn't have it any other way. We both enjoy voyeurism, but being watched is not something we tend to be fond of. It'll happen from time to time, but it's not our favorite. Working at a sex club, I said I would keep it completely professional. No fraternizing with the patrons, is what I said to myself, especially when Stevie made me one of the managers. I take that responsibility seriously. Especially since she stepped back from having her hands in every single aspect of the club. And that was all fine and dandy, until Rue walked in a few months back,